time now to get into our Personal Finance Monday topic here on Money Talk with MoneyWeb on Radio 2000. Tonight, we speak to Head of Product Development at Alexandra Forbes, Leta Mpanza, about creating emergency saving solutions. Good evening, Leta.
Good evening, and evening to your listeners.
First, take us through what emergency saving is.
Okay, so I think, you know, in life, everybody has got competing priorities that they need, that an individual needs to manage. And emergency savings is really talking to, can an individual be able to deal with life emergencies and respond to them in a manner that is sustainable? So the concept around emergency savings speaks to the importance of having some sort of a cushion when life happens. So life happens to the best of us in terms of life crises that could potentially happen in one's life. It could be death in a family. It could be the extra rent that you need to send to your kid out in varsity. It could really be anything, and it's understanding how to best respond to that emergency that takes the planning that is required around how you save for such emergencies.
Now, where does one start in regards to saving for something like this?
So I think the first point is understanding the reality out there. The reality is, you know, people's incomes are stressed. The reality is that there is indebtedness out there, and people's rent and sins are really stressed. But one is to start by firstly looking at their own balance sheet and saying, a month, what is my monthly expenditure? And if anything was to arise, how will I as an individual be able to respond? So I think on average, the experts say that you need to at least save for at least 1.5%, one month's worth of your monthly income. You need to put it away for those rainy days. So I think it's, the starting point is, can South Africans afford to do that? And I think the answer is yes, so that people do not resort to credit to be able to fund for those life emergencies.
Right. Now, why does emergency savings, or rather, why would it be an important starting point?
I think it would be an important starting point in that it actually prevents people going into the debt spiral. So debt spiral meaning that people fund emergencies out of taking further credits, out of taking further debt to be able to do that. And people then are not in the long term not able to actually get out of the debt trap that they get themselves into.
Now let's get into how the informal competes with the formal sector around the provision of emergency saving vehicles in South Africa and what we can do about this.
I think it's worth mentioning that the informal sector has played a tremendous role in terms of being some sort of a guiding principle to the majority of individuals out there, especially from a savings point of view. I mean, the emergency savings in the stock flow market, we've seen that happening. We've seen people getting into the stock flow market for purely to save. However, we believe that the two, even though they compete for the provision of emergency savings, there is lessons that one sector can learn from the other. So on the informal sector, there is the principle of pooling, there is the principle of being locked in. There is also a principle of peer pressure, where one actually flourishes in terms of the savings and the commitment that people make into those vehicles on a sustainable basis. On the formal sector side, obviously, there is provision of savings vehicles from banking or in in unit trusts that people can adopt. But I think the informal sector really is there from a social savings point of view to ensure that people feel comfortable with where they've actually put in their money, and the treasure that comes with it, and the commitment devices that are required for them to do so. It's governed by different principles. One is the social aspect of it, where you look at a community setting where people are saving collectively in a community, and I think that is important. So we're not necessarily saying that they're competing, but they're actually complementing one another. The big challenge is that if you look at an individual today from a creditworthiness point of view and from a savings worthiness point of view, we do not have a single holistic picture of that individual. And that's where the challenge actually comes in. So on the one hand, from a formal point of view, you would say a person is actually saving. But on the informal side, you actually find that the picture is actually different, where they've actually adopted the informal way of savings as their cushions.
Most definitely. How then, Letta, can the concept of emergency saving be introduced to give one the best of both worlds?
I think the departure point is understanding that firstly, saving is important, whether long-term or short-term. I think that's very important. The second thing is understanding that having emergency saving is actually an imperative for an individual. And then lastly is understanding how then can we introduce the concept of social mobility in terms of how people save and what those options are in terms of how do they then optimize the vehicles that they've used to be able to be better savers, if I put it that way. And I think also that the important factor is understanding that long-term saving is important, but also goal saving for a particular goal is also very important. So the concept of emergency saving is not necessarily new, but I think the innovation is around how do we then do that in the context of the competing priorities that an individual has. So, for instance, if an individual was to today say, one of my goals is to actually save for my kids' education for varsity, or is to go on a dream holiday. So you're starting to build on the goals, and you're starting to also save towards those goals. So that, for me, is really at the heart of why emergency savings is so important, and how the education around it is also important to make sure that people are using the right vehicles to save.
We are in conversation with Head of Product Development at Alexandra Forbes, Letta Mpanza, on Personal Finance Monday here, discussing emergency saving solutions on Money Talk with MoneyWeb on Radio 2000. Now, Letta, you mentioned education. It is a big part of this conversation that we are having. In your view, is there enough education around this topic?
I think there is, but we could do more. I think from a savings point of view, obviously people are saving, you know, using different platforms. But I think we need to educate our people more, or rather empower them more, to be able to manage their balance sheets, to be able to budget better, to be able to also help them to understand the impact of debt, and on the positive side, to also help them to understand the concept of compound interest, because that's one of the key benefits of being a saver. So yes, I believe that we can do more. I believe that the financial services industry has a role to play in educating the majority of our people out there. But also, I think at the heart of it is driven by individuals' spending habits. So, and I believe that should be the starting point, in that we have this notion or culture ingrained in us that is consumption-driven for today. And savings requires a different mindset that requires that we think about today, but also we think about the future and how we can defer our consumption to be able to address the needs of our future.
I'm glad you raised the element of what we know in terms of how we are meant to save. There's always that thinking of retirement savings are imperative. How do we get beyond this discussion and beyond just saving for the day when one retires?
I think retirement saving is critical because I think importantly is understanding that when one retires, you do not want an individual to be worse off at retirement. But with that, it's balancing the priorities of today and saying that in all of that, a person throughout their life journey, they need to accumulate assets, they need to send their kids to school. So how do we balance the long-term savings? That is still imperative so that people retire comfortably with also providing those needs that they're faced with today. So the reality is that our people have always had, or until recently, had very easy access to credit to be able to overcompensate for the culture of non-saving. But I think that we're seeing more and more an environment that requires that people start deferring their consumption and they start balancing that out with both their long-term saving and their short-term saving. So one of the important things that have just come out from the old mutual study that was just done recently around the sandwich generation, in that more and more people now cannot even fund or cover unexpected expenses with what they have today. So that tells you that the majority of the people are not able to cope with some of the expenses that they face with today. But and over and above that, we still require them to save.
Right. Now, Letta, what is the benefit of accessing emergency funding and how will this prevent individuals from falling into debt and prevent them from cashing in their retirement savings, thus leading to a better outcome for the individual?
So I think one of the key benefits to access to having an emergency saving is that you prevent people from getting into debt, but you also, I think the important thing is around the comfort around how people respond to some of these challenges. So one of the key benefits is looking at, obviously, being able to respond sustainably. But I think from a functional point of view, it helps one to manage the day-to-day balance sheet in terms of the expense to income ratio, and how do they then start managing the various risks that they face. And I think this could potentially appeal to a broad spectrum of people, because life, in terms of how life sequencing risk happen, is that it is a really unpredictable on what could potentially happen tomorrow. So individuals have to be better prepared for that reality that says life happens every day, and life happens to the best of us, and we need to be better prepared to be able to deal with that. And last point, I think having access to emergency saving, actually, if you look at long-term retirement, if you look at long-term savings, it helps in terms of preventing people from cashing in on their retirement savings, because debt, life crisis, is some of the key elements that lead people from cashing in their retirement savings. And that means that the person at retirement is worse off from an outcome point of view.
With that said, Letta, how important is it then for those of our listeners that are listening to this conversation and are dealing with debt and also looking for better ways to start saving and keep that culture, balance sheet management, understanding trade-off, setting off the guidelines to manage this? How do we strengthen the individual balance sheet to be able to create the extra rand for saving?
I think important is understanding your expenses, firstly, and an individual needs to be realistic around the affordability. They need to be realistic around the expense in terms of the expense and income ratio. And once they do that, once they take care of some of the debts that they currently have, you must also remember that short-term debt has got very high interest rate. So it is always best to pay off those debts where the interest rate is high. And once you've done that, you'll be in a better space to be able to allocate that extra rand towards a savings vehicle. So I think the first thing is the departure point should be there.
Thank you so much for your time. Head of Product Development at Alexandra Forbes, Le Dambanza, talking to us about creating emergency saving solutions on Personal Finance Monday here on Money Talk with MoneyWeb on Radio 2000.